The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
94.7 WSNY. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me this morning here on Sunny 95. It's going to be a great day. It's 10-10-10. I don't know if that's something satanic or not, but it's October 10th of 2010. Hopefully that means it's going to be a great day. So it's 10-10-10. And the Buckeyes are number one. How about that? Maybe that's what it means. Anyway, we are going to have a great show today. With us on the phone is Dr. Victor Rodriguez. Dr. Rodriguez is the president of the Hispanic Dental Association, and today's show is in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, which runs from September 15th through October 15th. I need to ask him why they don't get it all in one calendar month, which I think I will hear in a second. Dr. Rodriguez is a native of Texas, born and raised in Houston, Texas. He received his Bachelor of Arts in Biology and from the University of Texas at Austin, which, by the way, is where my son-in-law is doing a postdoctorate. We'll talk to him about that as well. Let's see, dental degree, DDS from the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston. He is a general dentist in solo private practice in Houston, Texas, and his interests are family and cosmetic dentistry. Most importantly for us today, Dr. Rodriguez has been a member of the Hispanic Dental Association since it first started, and he was a member even when he was a student back in 1994. He has been involved in the association's leadership, both nationally and locally, in multiple positions and committees for many years. Now, good morning, Dr. Rodriguez. How are you? Oh, looks like we might have lost him. Dr. Rodriguez, are you there? Okay. Since I think we lost him, or he can't hear me, let me go ahead and give out today Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And let's see here. It's going to be? It's going to be that audio question, just like last week, since nobody got the answer. And if you call in and, we're going to play it. And if you call in and tell me what this says, you will win flowers from Weistember Florist. Okay? So here, let's listen to the question of the day.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunday 95.
All right, so the first caller that calls 459-9769 and tells me what that says wins free flowers from Weistember Florist, okay? Be sure to stay on the line so we can get your information, though, once you call in. So let's see, do we have Dr. Rodriguez back? Not yet. I think he'll be calling in here soon, and I'll give my producer his cell phone number just in case, and we'll go ahead with the introductions. Okay, so let me finish telling you about Dr. Rodriguez. He is, besides working with the Hispanic Dental Association, and, he's been active in numerous dental organizations, such as the American Dental Association, the Academy of General Dentistry, holds current and past board and chairman positions in the Texas Dental Association, Greater Houston Dental Society, and Bay Area Study Club. Dr. Rodriguez is very excited to be a liaison between the membership committee of the Hispanic Dental Association and newly forming professional chapters. The growth of new professional and student chapters is inspirational and motivational, he says. He believes the grassroots efforts of dentists, hygienist assistants, and laboratory technicians at the local component level will be the key to success on a national level. In his spare time, Dr. Rodriguez enjoys reading bestsellers, traveling, snorkeling, and sushi. He's an avid fan of college football, especially Longhorn college football. We won't hold that against him, especially since we're number one now, or we should be when the new polls come out. Dr. Rodriguez, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for calling back, and sorry that we lost you there.
It's okay.
So, all right. Now, while we were waiting to get you back, I went ahead and read your bio, so my
oh,
listeners,
wonderful.
They all know all about you. They probably know more than you do.
They know that my Longhorn football team is not doing too well then.
Yeah, I think they do know that. Buckeye fans are pretty astute that way. Anyway, so, all right, now, just so you know, we have a question of the day every week.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
And Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, I don't think you got to hear it because we were trying to locate you. And it's an audio question. If somebody knows what this says, they call 459-9769. Let's go ahead and listen to it one more time.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
I'm betting you know what that says.
I know what that says.
Okay. So maybe later, if we don't have a correct guess,
sure.
we'll have you tell us. Okay. So, all right. Now, the Hispanic Dental Association, when was it founded?
Just 20 years ago. Our organization is actually very young, especially when you compare it to other dental organizations nationally across the country. We started 20 years ago in Chicago, and we're happy to be celebrating later this month in our annual meeting, bringing back our past presidents all for our 20th anniversary.
Wow, 20 years. Now, am I living in a vacuum? Why didn't I know about it?
It's been, we have 9 professional chapters, and we know that, a lot of the grassroots or a lot of the local connections is really what we need to start and establish around the country. But we are being more nationally recognized every year. We are invited to a lot of the larger dental meetings, and anytime there are dental issues going on in Washington, people are very interested to hear what the Hispanic dental oral health professionals think and believe on some issues.
Okay, so 9 chapters, that means 9 different states, I guess, have Hispanic Dental Association chapters?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we do have, and primarily in the larger Hispanic urban areas, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Antonio, Houston, Chicago, New York, and many more coming. We got different interest in different areas. Our strength, though, is definitely our student chapters.
Mm-hmm.
We have 38 student chapters in the dental schools.
Wow, that's
a
lot.
Yes, that's a wonderful thing for our future.
Hey, we have a caller on the line. I don't think I know her name yet. Caller, what's your name?
My name is Misty.
Misty, hi, Misty. You have the answer to today's Dr. Kavitko question of the day?
I think I do.
Okay, go ahead.
You are listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko on Sunny 95.
That's, that's pretty close. Why don't we get her information and see if we get, there's a couple more words you're missing, but if no one else gets closer, you'll get the flowers. So, okay?
Thank you.
If you can let my producer get some information from you, and then, like I said, there's a couple missing words, right, Dr. Rodriguez? Oh, I don't know if he can hear me.
Okay.
He's back on hold. Anyway, so yeah, my producer will get your information, and keep listening so you know if you're the winner or not.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks. Okay, Dr. Rodriguez, did you hear that?
I heard part of it, yes.
Okay. She's pretty close, isn't she?
She was pretty close. She had a very nice phone voice.
Yes, she does. Maybe she should be doing this show. she may just wind up being the winner, but for those of you listening, she's a little bit off. There's just a couple words. We're not going to be too picky, but if somebody has it exactly right, we'd like to hear that as well. So here, let's play that one more time and then give you guys a chance.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Okay, there it is. All right, so Misty, my producer is going to get your info. All right, now, Dr. Rodriguez. So the student chapters, 38 student chapters, there are, tell me if I'm wrong, I think there's 49 dental schools?
Right.
Okay, so you're getting close to having a chapter at every dental school.
We are. In fact, we're very excited to have one in Ohio at the Case Western Dental School at Ohio State. And one of the faculty advisors there, Dr. Henry Fishback, has been a past board member of ours and was real integral in starting our association.
Well, that's neat. I know Dr. Fishback.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows me, but I know him. I'm kind of like the stalker type. I'm kidding. Okay, now, what are the goals of the Hispanic Dental Association?
Absolutely. Well, as a leading voice for Hispanic oral health, we do believe in service. We believe in education, advocacy, leadership for the elimination of oral health disparities in the Hispanic community. And we want to do different things. We want to, of course, increase our number of our Hispanic dental professionals into our field, especially our dentists. We want to, even our association is Hispanic and non-Hispanic. And so for non-Hispanics, we want to make sure a lot of our oral health professionals are culturally competent, you know, with our community. So I want to increase awareness in our Hispanic community, you know, through prevention and education.
You know, I had the president of the National Dental Association on, Dr.
Yes.
Walter Owens, and he said something similar. What he's saying is that the Hispanic population feels, I don't know, more kinship with a Hispanic dentist. So
right.
They would tend to go there. And he said if you can train people of similar culture, they go back to their neighborhoods and open up their offices. Is that what you mean?
That is exactly what we mean. I know I grew up, you know, in Houston, Texas, and my parents always went to Hispanic medical doctors. We went to Hispanic dentists, even though there were just a few in Houston at that time. But we always would drive a little further if we needed to. Both of my parents were born in Mexico with Spanish as their first language. And so they always felt more comfortable if they could reach or go to a health professional that spoke Spanish. And that was just important to them. And that's always been important, you know, for all of us in our family.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Hey, we have to go to a commercial break, so hang with us.
Sure.
All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com. or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
I've been spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Good morning. It's 10-10-10. That's October 10th of 2010, and the Buckeyes are number one. And I'm speaking with Dr. Victor Rodriguez, president of the Hispanic Dental Association. Dr. Rodriguez, thanks again for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Now, I think when we lost you, I'd mentioned my son-in-law is actually doing a postdoc at the University of Texas right now.
He's very good.
Behavioral psychology. He's a good young man and a smart guy. And so I haven't been to Austin yet, but I have been to Texas A&M, to Bryan, Texas, which is where his wife, my daughter, is doing a three-year residency in veterinary. She's a veterinarian. She's doing an internal medicine residency. So been down your way.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Okay, so we understand that people of Hispanic heritage, they prefer to go to a Hispanic dentist.
Right.
What challenges do Hispanic patients face, even if they can find a Hispanic dentist?
Always, you know, from a lot of the socialized countries that a lot of the Hispanic community comes from, the most of them do have dental coverage covered. As a health benefit. Back in their home country.
Better than the U.S., huh?
Yeah, so that's something that they almost expect when they come to this country, being faced with the economic challenges that they have. You know, a lot of our dental industry is very expensive for them. And so even in our own Hispanic dental offices, it is a challenge. But along with that, we know that there are different, even the language is a barrier sometimes for us as well, from all the different Latin American countries and different dialects. There's always some nuances to each Spanish language. But we know that the common language is Spanish or English if they've learned, and we try to get through that.
Okay, is the cost of dental care in the United States higher as a proportion of a person's income than it is in, say, Honduras?
I would think so, absolutely. And I think that would be always, you know, especially for the incoming immigrants, that population, you know, that is a very tough challenge for them.
But you're saying in their home countries they have dental insurance. Well, it's not really insurance. It's socialized medicine.
Right, socialized medicine. Not all of them have it, but definitely some of the larger countries do, like Mexico does. But not all of them have it.
So in general, are Hispanics raised to go to the dentist every 6 months and to all this preventative care? And if you have a cavity, or get a filling, or is it more like 40% of the United States population waiting until you have a toothache?
Oh, yeah, waiting until you have a toothache. You know, we wish it was the other way around, and definitely in some of the urban areas, obviously here in the U.S. and in Latin America and Central America, definitely in the urban areas there's more prevention and education there. But most of the countries, you know, are not in urban areas, the population. And so that is always a tough challenge, that patients only come when there is a toothache or something bothering them.
Now, I have several Hispanic patients, and some of them have mentioned how inexpensive, how cheap it is to go, say, get a crown.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in Mexico.
Right.
And why is that? I mean, gold costs over $1,000 an ounce now. Is gold cheaper in Mexico?
Well, the whole economy and the whole way of living and cost of living is cheaper in Mexico. I live in Houston, Texas, and, you know, we border Mexico, and a lot of our South Texas dentists that live near the border, you know, have to struggle with that every day, that their patients are maybe needing a root canal or maybe needing a crown, and their fee may be a certain fee. Well, if they go across the border, they can definitely get that at half off, or, you know, sometimes even 60-70% less.
Now, I did a segment, I do these dental health segments, and one of the segments I did, it's about a two-minute segment, it runs during Delilah on Sunday 95, and it was about the medical holidays, people traveling to other countries to obtain their dental and medical care. And so one of the things that I mentioned, posed as a question, is what happens if something goes wrong? So if you're in the United States and you drive across the border to have your care in Mexico and things don't go well, what is it that you can do about it? Are there any, is there any help? Do they have malpractice insurance? Is it easy for somebody that's doing that to, I don't know, sue the dentist, or, you know what I'm getting at?
Right, absolutely. You know, and that's always a big problem. You know, in Texas, we face that a lot with patients that travel to Mexico, Central America, and actually use their dental insurance over there. If something goes wrong with a crown or a filling or some of the dental work they had, then if we want to redo it or if we want to repair something, their dental insurance benefits have been used, and it comes out of the pocket. And so, you know, that does become a big challenge for us, and something we try, especially in the southern states and in California, to try to really work with the insurances so that patients don't even use their insurance outside of our country.
Okay, so your suggestion is they not use it, but then there's also the other challenge, potentially challenge, if something goes really wrong, let's say they become permanently numb because of a bad extraction or something.
Sure.
There's really not much they can do in the way of retribution, is there?
No, and you know, a lot of our dentists, and you know this in our field, that are very passionate, charitable people. And I've had patients that have come through and have had, you know, some dental work done, and, you know, I've just replaced things for them at cost.
Oh, okay.
And to try to help them, as, you know, something that I would do in my office.
I see.
So I think a lot of our dentists, and, you know, we're very passionate and very charitable people, and so we do try to help our patients because we want them to stay in our practices, and we know they'll be coming through for cleanings and further work, and we've got to help them.
Hey, when we come back from the break, one of the things I want to ask you about, we want to talk about, is this new healthcare overhaul bill that just recently passed. I want to find out your thoughts on that, how it affects the dental care of your constituents.
Sure.
So stay with me. Remember, our phone number, 459-9769. The Dr. Kavitko question of the day today is an audio question. It is, tell us what this phrase, what this person is saying.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunday 95.
Okay, give us a call, 459-9769. You're listening to Dental Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkavitko.com.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Her lips, I could kiss them all day, and she'd
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Today is 10-10-10. I'm interviewing Dr. Victor Rodriguez, who is the president of the Hispanic Dental Association. And, excuse me, our podcasts are available at columbustoday.com, dentallyspeaking.com, or iTunes. And if you go to iTunes, search under Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kavitko. All right. Hey, Dr. Rodriguez, before we get to the heavy question about the healthcare bill, I wanted to ask you, do you know why Hispanic Heritage Month extends over 2 months, September 15th to October 15th?
Isn't that unique? I had wondered that, too, for a while. It mainly is because a lot of the Latin American countries, including Mexico, celebrate Independence Day September 16th. And so they wanted to include that Independence Day heritage and celebrations into a month, and they kind of just wanted to start it there.
Okay.
And so they picked September 15th to start.
Well, that's good. See, now I know. I learned something. A lot of people learned something today. I did not know that. All right. So the new healthcare bill, and tell me, you know, what are your thoughts? How is this going to affect your constituents?
It's going to affect it in a positive way when the healthcare plan reform passed and included an expansion of Medicaid for children. Many more children now are going to be eligible for Medicaid services around the country. That's something that's going to directly affect the Hispanic community. We know that in a lot of the Medicaid areas of the country, especially in the larger urban areas, it's the Hispanic community that has large numbers that are enrolled in Medicaid due to the economic and poverty areas they're in. And so that's a very positive effect for us, and we're very happy that that was included.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't do a whole lot for your average, everyday working American family, though, does it? Those who happen to have dental insurance or make enough money to maybe pay for care themselves?
No, not yet. But there were a lot of other wonderful provisions in there. There's one that I'm very excited about, that there's a large public awareness and public education program that's a five-year plan that would educate everyone in oral health, especially the pregnant moms and the elderly. And that education piece, if it gets funded and passed appropriately, it's going to be a very nice, positive message for our dental field.
So the moms that are pregnant will have information about how important prenatal care is and taking your young children to the dentist early.
That's right.
And
absolutely,
there'll be more coverage for children, so the moms and dads with children will be able to take them to a Medicaid-type office and receive care.
Right.
But the mom and the dad won't be able to receive care.
No, and that's something that definitely was a disappointment that wasn't included, but that the dental field lobbied for to include adult coverage for Medicaid, but that was not covered, or that was not passed.
Okay, so basically there's a long way to go. Those 33 million or whatever people that are going to be covered by insurance that weren't before do not include does not include any dental coverage, essentially.
Right, absolutely. And so that tells you how much more we've got to go in our field. But as long as we're going in the right direction and we're making positive strides, you know, oral health for a long time was not covered as an essential benefit package at all in the health plans of the past. So it's nice that our field is getting much more attention it deserves.
So they're starting with children. Okay, well, I get it. Well, Dr. Rodriguez, thank you for getting up so early.
Sure.
I know you're at a seminar or going to be going to a seminar here soon. And,
that's right.
And that tells me that you have the passion for being a dentist. You're out there improving yourself, and that, of course, improves your patient's dental experience.
Absolutely.
So it's time to go. Let me just tell folks that we're going to give Misty the free flowers. It's a mixed seasonal floral arrangement from Vice Denver Florist for calling in with her guest to today's question of the day. Dr. Rodriguez, you want to tell me what that said?
I think she was pretty close.
Okay, it says, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on your favorite station, Sunny 95. She just left out the favorite part.
The favorite, yeah. which I thought she was going to say.
Yeah. Well, that's awful darn close. And
that was.
Now, next week on the show, we will have Dr. Sam Wexler. Dr. Wexler is a dental historian, and he has helped set up about 11 different dental museums around the country. So I think that's going to be interesting. I have a lot of questions for him. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95. Tune in next Sunday morning at 7:30 and every Sunday morning at 7:30. Have a great day. Have a great week. See you next week.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.